Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. I am Brad Booker with Alex Franco. Booker, Alex, and somebody still looking for that person to sit in the empty chair across from us. And It might be Molly. Molly's joining us this morning from California. Hey, good morning, Molly.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So we're taking this time to try to get to know you a little bit better. We've met in person a couple of times, but don't really know a whole lot about you. Like, are you from California? Where's your family? Are they all scattered everywhere?
Yeah, I have family in a few different places across the country. I'm actually originally from Colorado Minneapolis. So those are the two places where most of my family reside. I'm from a small town called Fort Collins, Colorado. Got the CSU Rams there. And I moved to Minneapolis a few years ago, where I lived for a couple years. That's where my dad is from. And ended up moving to California after a couple years being there.
How is it living in a city where there's no snow for the first time in your life?
Is there no snow in Sacramento?
I don't think so, right?
No, there's no snow here. There's the closest we have snow is maybe a couple hours away in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Midwest, and I've kind of lived all over the place, too. And I moved to Texas, and I said, never again am I going to live anywhere where it snows. And by God, I have stayed here and loved every minute of it.
It's funny here, like in Austin, like once a year we get like a snowmageddon, like, you know, we get snowed in.
Two flakes.
Yeah, that's
two flakes
that's
and
what
the
I'm
city
getting
shuts
at.
Down.
No, and I'm from here and it's like, I don't know what snow is. Like, you guys talk about shoveling to get your car out and go to work and go to school. And here we can't drive in this. We freak out. So it's like, you know, Booker, you were like, this is nothing. Like, you're driving
nothing
in the snow like nothing when no one's on the road.
So your family is spread out between Minneapolis and Colorado. And here you are now in California looking to possibly move to Texas.
Yeah. You know, I'm the one person in my family that's just kind of like moved all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, family's important to me and something that I think is going to be very interesting, you know, generations from now is people will look back at those like ancestry.com family tree situations. And they're like, this relative, whoever this is we're related to, she was all over the place. That's crazy.
Mm.
Are you guys into Ancestry?
I did that a long time ago and tracked my roots. Like, I am so poly purebred white.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so white that my roots are traced all the way back to England, 100% English. But I did get one of those things for my wife, and it was really interesting. She's a lot more flavor in a gumbo.
Gotcha. There you go. See, I'm not into all that stuff. Like, I don't want to know if I have other family members out there.
You
like,
don't?
What's the 24andMe or whatever?
Yes.
Other thing. No, because I have my life set up pretty good. I don't have time for new family members.
You don't want to have to track down a long-lost cousin or something?
I don't want to keep up with them. If I find them out there, I don't want to keep up. I got things to do. I'm busy. I'm happy the way I am.
What about you, Molly? Have you tracked any family members on any of those ancestry sites?
Yeah, well, you know, it's crazy you say that because I actually did discover a long-lost great aunt that no one in my family ever knew about.
What?
Through Ancestry.com. I mean, you hear about those stories all the time on like TikTok and social media where paternity tests reveal that, you know, you are not the father type situation through Ancestry. But we actually had this woman reach out to my dad. My dad's really the one who's very much into this genealogy stuff.
Oh.
And this woman said, hey, I think that our trees are connected somehow. Do you mind if we talk on the phone and I'll explain why I think that? So ultimately, what happened is this, what, and we absolutely are connected. And how we discovered, like, what happened is her mother was adopted as a baby. And for the longest time, until maybe about 10 years ago or so, they did not know the name of the birth mother. This was in Minnesota. So they went to like the State Department of Adoption or whatever and to try to get like the information on who her birth mother was so they could do this ancestry.com stuff. And there's a law in Minnesota where they cannot release that information for like 99 years. And they were like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's insane. And they were just a few years away from that. Well, the social worker that they were talking with left the file on her desk and excused herself for maybe 10 minutes or so, just long enough. And we believe it was intentional. Just long enough for them to snoop in the file and get the information they were looking for. Which is really cool that she did that.
That's like a movie scene, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, they took advantage of the situation, discovered what the birth mom's name was, and that was just enough to connect the dots through Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. So the name matched what was in my family tree. And this was my dad's dad's mom, who had a child out of wedlock and then ended up giving her up for adoption after about 6 months. And no one in the family knew about this. So then at that point, the whole conflict was, you know, at the time, you know, my grandfather has since passed away, but this would have been his older half sister.
Wow.
And the conflict was, you know, grandpa is in his 90s. He doesn't have a lot of time. Do we tell him that he has a half sister?
Well, it's a good thing you don't have that problem anymore.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!